Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies are all here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stefan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as we approach some of the other issues of the day. So, Jennifer, if I were to say to you, what's number one on the hit parade today with you, the story you find most interesting, most intriguing, most important, what would you say? What's the answer
most
to that question?
Intriguing, most important. Well, probably... I've been kind of getting frustrated, I think, with all of this the last few days. So
really?
Probably my
answer.
I actually kind of lost it. I don't think I've shared with you guys yet, but there is an order in L.A. County where I live to wear masks wherever you go, including inside of your place of business. Mm-hmm. And so for the first time this week, I've had to wear a mask going into work and in all the common areas. If I want to get a cup of coffee or a water or go
who's
to the
watching?
Restroom.
Who's patrolling? Who's going to be watching? It's your business. It's your office.
Well, this
so you
is
take
not...
It off.
I'm talking
about
my...
radio station.
At the radio station, yes. Yeah. So, CRN, we might fudge on that a little bit.
Right, okay.
Don't come just and get us,
clarify.
Mr. Mayor.
All right.
Yeah, so this, and, you know, according to the people that I work with, it's, you know, it's the building's rules and all this. So it was, I put on this mask, and I actually had a listener send me a reusable one, because when I go to the store, I've been using a mask, but I've been just using the blue one and throwing it out and disposable like it is. And as I'm strapping this mask on and off every time I leave my studio, I start realizing that I'm getting more and more angry. And so I kind of, you know, when you have that feeling, you like kind of gut check yourself. And it kind of hit me that, I don't know, and maybe this is a female thing. And I actually brought this up to the people that I work with. I don't know if it's a female thing or not. But for me, I realized, you know, every day when I wake up and I say my prayers and I go, gosh, thank you for letting me be born in this country. Because as a woman here, I can pick what I want to wear. I can go to the job that I want to go to, the job that I earn, the job that gave me, you know, that there are opportunities. And that to me is so meaningful. And the fact that I have to put on a mask now sort of violates that for me. I don't know. I'm having like this visceral reaction to it.
I can hear the emotion though in your voice. I can hear it.
I don't know. And so
it's everything on top of everything. And this is just the latest of everything
and,
on top
and,
of it.
Yeah. And so it was really interesting because I remember having this conversation. It just hit me with you, Victoria, where I said, God, I do not like these masks. Remember that? I was like, there's something about putting the mask on my face and going into a store that I don't like. Now, I've done it because I respect the rules. I respect
the rules. I don't think anyone likes
it.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
I get to wear my mask today.
I don't know. There's now people that are like posting their pictures on Instagram.
I was
going to
say, we should take a picture of each of us individually and post them with masks on. Is that...
But, well,
I haven't done that
fine.
Because I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But I don't know.
I just
of had this visceral reaction, and I was just... I don't know if it's because of the woman thing or if it's because of the... I don't know. It just feels very restrictive, and it just feels very anti-American. So I've been frustrated because of that. And then you add that onto the top that locally in L.A. County, we've had the city attorney come out and start bragging about how he's prosecuted 11 businesses so far for staying open. That sort of got under my craw because the matching headline is that they're letting criminals who have committed murder out of prison because they don't want them to get coronavirus if they prosecute business.
Yeah.
And then to put the cherry on top of the frustration Sunday for me, Gavin Newsom this week came out and said that he is going to give $125 million in disaster relief to undocumented immigrants.
It's
been kind of a trifecta for me, sort of. I think.
Well, it's just a clueless, unreal thinking that there is out there. How it exists or how that stuff survives is kind of like, how does the virus survive? It's a virus. It's a mental virus. I don't criticize people for the way they think, But when you get to the end of the day, and you have so much, the word taxation isn't the same. I'm not using it the same way here. But all of everything that we have is being taxed. We're all of our systems are being taxed. Our emotions are being taxed. Our way of life is being taxed. So to give money away like that to people who don't deserve it, who shouldn't be here, who have no business getting the benefits that other people who have been here legally and done it the right way is pretty much in your face, up yours. The number of cases, you just got me to think about something that I saw, and I wonder about everybody else whether they have seen this in their area or not. We have 8,000 beds that aren't being used here at a time when most everybody said, oh, the hospitals are all full, you can't get any services. Not 8,000, I'm talking about just in my sort of nearby community. I'm 26 miles due west of Boston.
What they call hospitals?
Framingham Union Hospital, Leonard Morse Hospital next door, Milford Hospital. Every community has its own hospital. And within the sound of, I was going to say within the sound of my voice, but no, that's not. Within a stone's throw of where I live here, there are thousands of empty beds. So I'm thinking to myself, what's the problem? One of the problems is we don't have enough test kits to really know who's got it,
yeah,
and what they need.
That is a big problem.
Yeah, and so there
the beds wouldn't be full even if the people tested positive.
Well, that's
if
the other thing, yeah.
No, but if somebody's really sick, they're going to the hospital no matter, you know, with
right.
the test kit or
but
not.
But if we had the testing, then there wouldn't be... In New York, this is something that, you know, it was all projections and models and experts who are, you know, statisticians and things like that. Without proper testing, their numbers were very different. The number of beds that they anticipated needing was and ventilators was greater than the number of people who actually needed them. So if you had the number of free beds would coincide with the number of people tested, and then those numbers would gel better if we had actual testing for every single person. And
that part of this has not been handled well.
Yeah.
All right, you want to know what state in the union has the least number of cases? I'm looking at the numbers here. I'm looking at a map of the United States.
There's one that has just six.
Isn't it like the Dakotas or Wyoming or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dakotas. North Dakota has fewer than South Dakota. Wyoming.
South Dakota, they made headlines on, I want to say, Wednesday.
First death.
Yeah, but South Dakota made headlines because there's a cluster that just popped up. So I think that we're going to see South Dakota actually is going to have not anywhere near a problem like New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or, you know, or California.
21,000 people in New Orleans alone who have this, you know, in terms of the people who have had it recovered in hospital or whatever. Rhode Island has 2,600 cases. Massachusetts has 25,000, which is more than I'm looking at any of these other East Coast states, way beyond Pennsylvania. But it's an entryway.
New Jersey's not great.
From other, let's see how many cases. New Jersey has 12,035, it looks like.
72,000 people are infected in New Jersey.
Yeah, 71,850.
No, 72,000 people have it, and 3,200 have died so far in New Jersey. So New Jersey's probably going to surpass New York because we're behind, we haven't hit the apex
yet. The proximity, Connecticut too. You know, Connecticut is like the same. The whole thing.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I spoke to Jeff, who is my fiancé, works at Kaiser, and believe it or not, I spoke to him.
You spoke to him.
It's informal.
Good for
you. Excuse me, but he was talking about how Kaiser's just dead right now in California. Pardon the pun, but it's dead.
There's nobody in the hospitals, so I'm wondering where everybody's talking about how we can't take care of all these people.
Well, and here's the problem. Huh. Guess who's going to need the next round of bailouts? Because everything is dead in the hospitals. And he said, if this goes on for another couple of weeks, there are going to be really bad problems because they've got all these people on duty and no one's using the facility.
Well, and also one of the biggest problems I saw in New Jersey, the woman Judy something, I forget her name, but she's been on the daily press briefings with the governor. She used to run the hospital association in the city or in the state, and she said the biggest problem for hospitals is that I want to say it's 70% of hospital revenue comes from elective surgery, and none of those are happening. Yeah, and so that's the biggest moneymaker for hospitals is when people go in, whether it's plastic surgery or any type of elective surgery that's not life or death. once you, if you don't start letting that happen again soon, then hospitals are going to have a really hard time recovering.
In other business news, guess what the average around the country is for mortgage rates? Take a guess. What do you think?
Is the mortgage low?
The average rate of a first for first time buyers, the first mortgage is 2.74%.
I was going to say 3%. Yeah,
Jesus.
That's great. I got to refinance.
Yeah, that's good time
to
refinance.
There's so many things to do.
Yep, exactly. In the latest DJV podcast, speaking about things to do, our group here, the DJVers, talk about when you ought to be getting your stimulus checks. Some people already got them. Jennifer, you got yours? Because Kara and Victoria have theirs. You got
yours? I have not gotten mine yet, no. But I know a bunch of people who have already.
I haven't either. The new Happy Hour Across America, giving free streaming TV to all Americans. Also, we talk about Rita Wilson's experience after her treatment for the coronavirus. Talk about Chris Cuomo's bizarre rant at CNN. And some of our personal stories, as usual, about coping with the loneliness and the changes due to social distancing. So, you can subscribe to our podcast, DJVshow.com is one place to get the show and the podcast. All right, got it. 18 after this, wait a minute, I think I'm being redundant here, but I don't mind reminding you, you're listening to the Daily DJV Show.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the DJV program, we devote 4 or 5 minutes every hour to music, music news, artists, stars, etc. And so it's appropriate for us to focus on this all-star benefit for New Jersey Pandemic Relief, Jersey for Jersey, taking place next week, the 22nd at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Feature a lot of some of the state's favorite sons. One night fundraiser. We'll take on medical, social, and economic impact of what we've suffered with the COVID deal. Some of the Garden State's most vulnerable communities will feature home appearances, performances from Halsey, John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, SZA, Charlie Puth, nice job, Kara.
Very good.
Tony Bennett, Danny DeVito, Whoopi Goldberg, Chelsea Handler, Kelly Ripa, John Stewart. A lot of New Jerseyans showing up. The event will be broadcast on Apple Music and Apple TV. Broadcast live 5 times on Sirius XM's E Street Radio, which is obviously Springsteen's channel. Let's see here. That's free on the Sirius
XM
app.
Yeah, you're a subscriber right now for that, no. So that's good. You can listen.
It's going to be on WABC in New York, Channel 7, WPIX News 12 in New York, New Jersey TV, also local radio outlets. 1010 Winds, the news station. WCBS 880 is the news station. Also, they have 2 news stations in New York. It's on going to be on CBS FM, which is the oldest channel in New York. WFAN, the sports station. The country station is 94.7. The CBS Alt station is 92.3 and Q104 Alt. A lot of stations carrying this thing. The event will also include first-hand accounts from the frontline workers, Jersey citizens impacted by this epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. At 72,000 people affected or infected at this point. 3,200 people have died.
Yeah.
And I love this song.
I love this song. So good.
It's a great song, yeah. Can't get over Kara, will you, for a second?
No.
Talk about miracles.
And I am not a Bruce fan.
I know that
I'm not a Bruce fan at all, but I like...
Jen's like, I'll just stay quiet during this.
He sounds like his car is...
I like Bruce Springsteen. I don't like everything he's done, but I like his work ethic. I like his... I just like...
I'm a fan of him as a person.
Life.
I just not into the music.
Yeah. Western Star. See that movie. Victoria. Alabama shakes frontwoman Brittany Howard sharing a cover of George Clinton and Funkadelic's You and Your Folks. I want to listen to this. Is this funky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Recorded at the East West Studio in L.A., she updated this song from 1971. It's a song about people helping each other, basically. Another song called Stay High. It's on her debut. It's a solo debut. She released Jamie.
I don't know if it's Jamie or if it's Jem. Like
Jem? Jem like in...
J apostrophe, it's I love.
I love?
So
yeah.
In French, okay. Which I think is probably Jem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Her spring tour rescheduled to the fall. I don't know much about Brittany Howard. Has she been around for a while? What's her story?
Probably 10 years, maybe. Yeah.
Really?
She's a soul singer. Alabama Shakes was kind of a soul bluesy band, and so this is her solo effort. She's got a great voice. I actually listened to this whole album yesterday. It's really good. If you like a little bit of female funk and R&B, yeah. I recommend it.
That's why I got this program. I got female funk. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the DJV program at 29 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, I'm going to tell you about a great way to catch crappie this time of year. I'll share that tip in just a moment.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higdon's new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it 2 times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country. At the daily coronavirus briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House coronavirus
task force to join the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Going 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And as they say on television, yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a focus. Hey, I want to go back, Victoria, before we get to a trender. I want to relay something that came to me from my friend Mr. Bailey out at KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon, one of our Oregon affiliates. We were talking about the hospital. And Jennifer, I think you had some anecdotal information about things that are not working so well. His hospital there in his community is going to have a $9 million negative cash flow.
Yep.
Because they haven't been allowed to do elective surgery. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of, and this is the thing, this is the story around the country. This is one of those, okay, we're not going to tell this story because it reflects badly on what we're doing or how we're doing this. This is ridiculous. All these people, we talk about the first responders and the nurses and the doctors, but hello, they have their hours cut.
Right, but part of the problem is, you know, I wouldn't want to go into a hospital right now for an elective surgery and risk contracting the virus. And I think most people with common sense wouldn't want to do that either. So it's not just it's not just blaming government for shutting everything down. The people, you know, you can say let's have a concert tomorrow, but who's going to show up and go into an arena? You know, no one wants to take the chance yet.
I think if people have a heart problem and they need a valve replaced, they'd be happy to go into the hospital and have an operation.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, obviously, if you're,
maybe
you're thinking about
a boob job.
Right, if you're thinking about a nose job, it might be different.
That's not what we're talking about.
I think we have to start having this, though.
Yeah. This
conversation.
I'll tell you that there are a lot of people who need to have need attention for heart problems. They're not getting it because they can't get into the hospital.
Well, they'll probably be the first ones back
all
in.
Over the place. Yeah, well, hopefully they last that long.
As they roll it out, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, just to put a finer point on this, the farther we go into this, and, you know, hearing in California, at least where I live, that this is probably going to be what it's going to look like until at least the end of the year, that's frustrating to me because I think we're a great country, and I think there's a way for us to figure out a way to keep people safe, especially those who are really vulnerable to this, and still manage to keep our hospitals going and thriving and keep our businesses going and thriving. I don't accept the fact that it has to be one or the other. I just don't think that
I'm not
it
sure
does.
That you're wrong on that. I think you may be onto something. All right, what's some balance here, Victoria? What do you have that's trending from your files?
Well, I think it's a really sweet story because I think we can all use a little bit of, you
yes,
know.
Ma'am.
So there is a 99-year-old war veteran who lives in Yorkshire, England, which is in the northern part of England. And he decided that he wanted to raise some money for the UK's National Health Service, which is sort of like our CDC. Right. And so what he decided to do was he went online. His family helped him organize an online campaign. So he basically staged his own walkathon in his own garden, and he has raised $15 million in donations. He's a 99-year-old war veteran. He has a walker, and he just took his final 10 laps in his garden using his little walker, and it's just, he's now trending, and you can see, I'm sure, viral images of him. He's so cute. He's wearing all of his war decorations on his blazer as he walks around his garden, and he's done 100 lengths of the garden. That was the challenge that he gave himself. And so he's raised $15 million, which is really amazing. And so the fundraiser began on April 8th, and he'd hoped to raise 1,000 euros. And he made 15 million instead. So I think it's really, really sweet. And Just Giving is the sort of like their version of GoFundMe. And so that's where he has been staging it. So if you want to donate to that, you can. And, of course, this is all going to help in other countries as well. He served during World War II. He turns 100 years old at the end of this month. So congratulations
cool.
to him. Very, very cool. He's super cute. You should look at the pictures, too. It's
good.
Adorable.
Sweet. All right, do we all sign on or subscribe to the criticisms of most people, at least in my world, think that the Chinese are number one? I'm not one who thinks the blame fixes much. Usually you fix the problem, but because they are the problem, the Chinese the leadership. And then now the more recent focus on the World Health Organization, I've always been a little suspect of the United Nations in general because they are way over the top in certain things and kind of bloated. They don't seem to be as effective as one would hope that they could be. And I'm just beginning to wonder now whether this is an approach that's because it makes it easy. They're a whipping dog. Is it easy to beat up on them? Or did they really know what was going on inside of China?
I don't know why so many people are defending them, actually.
I don't either, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of what
is real. We've called for the resignation of the head guy, and I'm blanking on his name right now, and he won't resign. And he's obviously tied into China. He lied to the whole world. There was an expert from a former expert from the CDC who was on television a couple days ago saying if they had given us true and transparent information from from China and the World Health Organization, the 95% of the deaths that we've seen could have been prevented. And so that's a huge number. The World Health Organization said that it would not be passed person to person in January. That's what they told the United States and the world, that this was not a person to person disease. And apparently, according to a doctor who's a whistleblower, who's part of the World Health Organization, she came out and said, no, it was common knowledge at the time that they said it, that it was a person to person disease. So they fully just lied. And I think it goes down to politics again, because when people don't like Trump, and I understand why people don't, they say they start protecting the World Health Organization because he wants to defund them and review them for 60 days. These are one of the things
I disagree with.
Everybody
that.
Should.
I don't
no,
either.
We should review.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not a permanent defunding, but I think we need to review it and say, why are
shake
we giving you $400 million a year?
Shake it up
for you
Let's
to lie and kill people.
Yeah.
Right.
Shake it up.
Well, it's interesting that we were talking about this. I don't know if this was behind the scenes or... Yeah, no, it was behind the scenes. We were all saying here that I think from the beginning, all of us kind of agreed that this was a lab-grown virus.
Mm-hmm.
And in my own family, my brother and sister-in-law think I'm crazy, and they think I'm like a conspiracy theorist now. They believe because they, you know, they said, no, this came from bats. It came from animals.
Baloney.
Look, the Baloney. Animal thing is a problem, but there is no way...
It started somewhere.
Yes,
not with them.
You know, and our family friend, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, who is a molecular biologist who has worked for Dr. Fauci, went to South Korea, worked there after SARS. He said that if you look at the molecular structure of this virus, he said it is so spliced together, there is no way that this was not created in a lab. And yes, part of the RNA in it is from a bat, so that part is true, but there is no way that this wasn't created in a lab. And now, finally, we're seeing articles, I'm seeing on CNN and USA Today this morning, that some people are now saying, well, maybe it came from a lab.
Yeah, the experts are. And by the way, here's the thing that always will rub you the wrong way. That lab in Wuhan, guess who helped fund that lab in Wuhan?
The Russians.
We did.
Oh.
Follow the money back. And this is not political, but the money was transferred over in the Obama administration to help research on the coronavirus. And so they used that money to help fund that lab and... I mean, are we just
the Chinese
idiots?
Are not our friends.
No, I mean, what are we trying to do here? I don't, I just don't get it.
All right, Kara, this one's for you, because I'm sure you follow Selena Gomez. She's filed a $10 million lawsuit against the people who have made some kind of a game, and she says it rips off her likeness. I'm looking at a picture of this game. It's called Styling, the Styling Game, available on Apple's App Store, and the picture of her looks exactly like her, even though she didn't get credit for it. Not,
yeah, I think there are so many companies. I mean, we did a story last year where Forever 21 basically started making all of these different clothes that look just like things that Ariana Grande wears. They had, like, lyrics from her songs and things on them. They had them on models on the website.
Get away with
well,
that stuff.
I mean, I guess they hope that the artist is just too busy or doesn't care or isn't going to go through the process. But, I mean, they can hire lawyers to go through the process of them. They're not like poor people who, you know, have to decide whether
they're
it's worth it or not.
They probably
so.
Have lawyers looking for that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess they just decide it's worth the risk to see if they can get enough people to play it and then, you know, hope that Selena Gomez isn't going to do anything.
There's an interesting history of that. Now that you remind me of something, Jennifer, there was a lawyer who I had on my program two or three times in Jacksonville, Florida, who used to hate Howard Stern. So he would listen to his program. Remember him? That guy's Jonathan somebody or other.
Yep.
They was the basis of all kinds of suits.
Just figure out whatever he
FDA.
Could.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The most notorious one is, you know, Bruce Buffer, and I can't even say the phrase because it, literally we will get in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, he would start every boxing match with, let's get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's got people all over the country who listen for people who are using his voice saying that phrase.
Yeah.
And he Zoom. Goes after radio stations. He goes after television
let's
stations.
Let's get ready to poop.
$50,000 an infraction. Yeah. It's not
he's
a and it's not a joke because
he's
he wins
trademarked
and he makes
his
yes.
voice saying it. That's the
yep.
trademark. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now the other thing, the latest thing is this lawyer who sues newspapers, magazines, and radio stations for using pictures that are supposedly in the public domain, but they really aren't. Now, this is a very minuscule thing, but he's hitting up radio stations and and newspapers, magazines, television stations all the time for using supposedly stock footage or stock pictures that aren't really. And he's made millions of dollars for himself and a lot of money for the people who were pictured or the image that was pictured that wasn't supposed to be where it was. It's one of those little-known things, you know, not a lot of people pay attention to. You see something, okay, I'm going to use that picture on my website.
Oh, no, that's a huge problem, too. We we became aware of that. You can't just get photographs from anywhere.
Yeah,
you have to be able to get them from, like, stock photos and pay for each individual one. Because Getty Images is one of the big companies that will come after you for using their stuff.
The Good Day Health program that's on every weekend. A lot of radio stations that carry this program carry Dr. Ken and Jack. And the podcast that we create out of these hours, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken, focuses on disinfecting your groceries. Ken addresses that. Is that something important? Yes, it is. Check it out. Available on the Apple Podcast, iTunes, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Help yourself.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken, a weekly feature. A lot of people have questions. Some of them have to do with the coronavirus. Some of them don't. Well, here's a question. The coronavirus question is about dogs and cats. Can my cat be contagious? Should I be doing something to disinfect my cat or my dog?
Great question. First, what we know at the moment is humans can give it to cats. Humans cannot give it to dogs. And dogs really? And cats cannot give it to humans. However, the way you have to be careful is the virus can be living on their surface, in the fur, in their skin. So if you touch your pet, you really have to wash your hands really well before you start touching anywhere near your face.
All right, so that's for dogs, cats. Would you say any other animals? People have a lot of different kinds
of pets. Exactly. Any of the animals, when you handle them, because I think the virus can live on their surface. Yeah.
What do you make of that from the zoo? It was in New York. One of the zoos had a lion or a tiger that came down with a coronavirus.
Right. Right. The cat family, it can pass from humans to cats.
Really?
And that's the cat family.
Wow, isn't that interesting? All right, next question. Should I be disinfecting my groceries?
Good question. And, you know, obviously you don't want to spray your apples with Lysol and then eat them.
That's probably good advice.
But you know, the ones that you can, it wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, it might not be a bad idea to leave them out for a few days, seal them up in a plastic bag if you can, but leave them out. But if you do deal with them, just wash your hands. That's the most important point.
Yep, that's the skin of an orange, things like that.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, right. All right, there's a report that black people are dying from the coronavirus at much higher rates in cities across the country. Is that true?
Unfortunately, it is. And, this is a hot button. I don't want to get in trouble here. But the reason that people are writing that this may be true is just because of the problems of obesity in the community and untreated high blood pressure and diabetes. But diabetes, yeah. High blood pressure, and obesity, which unfortunately is prevalent in the African-American community, are huge risk factors. Obesity seems to be the biggest risk factor for getting the aggressive, severe form of this virus.
Yeah. All right. Why do you suppose, Dr. Ken, we have a lot of info out of China, but we don't have much out of Russia? I think, on the air, this is coming back to me. What's the story? Where are the reports from Russia? I haven't seen any reports from Russia. Anybody see any reports from Russia?
All you see from Russia, and that's a good observation, I have thought about the same thing. All you see from Russia is that they're not very much affected. And you know, whether it's true or not, I guess time will only tell us. But that's what we're hearing. Who knows why?
All right. A number of aircraft carriers, the Nimitz becomes the latest one, with COVID-19 cases. We've all heard the story. I think it was the Thomas Jefferson or one of those aircraft carriers that the ship was loaded with it, and the captain was relieved of command because he complained to his superiors that they weren't taking care of the soldiers, which seems to be kind of a kick in the butt. But are people, I mean, does this go back to the same sort of thing that happens on a cruise ship, that you're confined, so you're liable if, you know, if it's there, you're going to get it and it'll spread quickly?
Of course. It's a very contagious virus, more so than the flu. And, you know, you're close up in tight quarters, it just puts you at risk. And that's why we need a vaccine ASAP, but it's not going to occur ASAP because we have to test for safety. But once we have the vaccine, it won't be an issue. Once we have antibody testing, we'll know who has natural immunity. And once we have quick testing, we'll know who has it so we can get them quarantined and away from everybody.
All right, you got a list of immune system enhancers. We got about 40 seconds here. You want to go through the immune system, how it keeps you in top shape? What do we do?
All right, exercise. It provides cardiovascular benefits and reduces stress. Eating right. Here's the foods. Green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, nuts, berries, fish, whole grains, foods rich in vitamins A, C, and E. And don't forget the garlic and getting enough rest, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
Garlic. That's the first time I've heard that. All right, so garlic is good. Write that down, folks, and circle it. You can get all kinds. You can get garlic in the raw form, the capsules you can get it from. That's very interesting. All right, Ken, great job. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here asking and answering your questions here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.